Sliding in behind the man's head while he slept took the killer several frustrating minutes. Trusting in God's command was all that made the nearness bearable. The soft pillow, with its freshly washed case, cushioned the man's head while the killer's legs inched into position for the coming retribution. According to Scripture, to atone is to suffer a penalty for the act of sin, allowing the sinner to reconcile with God. The man's atonement will be his salvation. These words vibrated within the person sent to deliver the penalty. The killer lightly inhaled and exhaled into the silence, awaiting God's next command. It came when the man involuntarily moved his leg several inches beneath the covers, tightening the fingers of both hands, one in the hair at the side of the man's head and the other around the knife. God's judgment became clear. The blade rose. With each centimeter, God made the hand steadier. Jabbing down firmly, the knife's sharp tip punctured the skin below the man's ear. His physical flesh offered no resistance. The body jerked, and the killer immediately eased the pressure on the knife, almost releasing it. Unclear eyes opened slightly before gradually closing in peaceful acceptance. The knife slid swiftly through the skin, muscle, and tissue, causing warm blood to spray both bed and killer. Soft sounds came from the man as his spiritual death, caused by his unimaginable sins, gradually turned physical. His hands, rising in objection to his oxygen-starved brain, were easily battered away until they lay still. Soft gurgles drowned out God's voice for several minutes, the noise a symphony in the killer's ears. The man didn't thrash, and, as God proclaimed, his small jerking movements didn't wake the woman beside him. His heart pumped until the blood stopped flowing and his muscles no longer twitched. Temporal death took him into God's arms without resistance. The killer held the man until his celestial body left earth, and all he offered was dead weight upon the pillow. Releasing his head, the killer's steady eyes turned toward the woman beside him. She lay further in the shadows, facing away from her husband, and hadn't witnessed the fate that would also be hers. The bloodied sheets gave no resistance, and the dry spots eagerly awaited their next feeding. Inch by inch, the transfer was made. The woman's soft hair brushed the killer's arm, causing a sliver of doubt. God spoke again, the divine voice echoing loudly off the walls, jarring in the stillness of the room, his verdict in no doubt. The knife entered her throat. She made no sound, nor did she struggle. It was God's salvation, and the woman knew her husband, who had fully atoned for his sins, would lift her into heaven beside him to share God's glory. It was the promise made to wives upon marriage. Those worthy would be pulled up to heaven by their husbands. The minute hand on the bedside clock slowly moved as the woman's blood joined the man's. When the sheets were soaked and the thick drops fell to the carpet, steady breathing again filled the room. The killer left the bed and walked out of the room, glancing down at the blood dripping from the tip of the knife onto the carpet and then the wooden floor. No regret. No looking back. No hesitancy. Sinners waited for salvation in the next rooms.
2. The overcast sky and cold wind were the subtle backdrop for death as Detective Sergeant Eve Bennett prepared herself for what lay inside the house. The urgent call to Utah's Special Investigative Squad gave her and her team a new assignment.